the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed the first segment, Barbecue Bob is out today. So I got Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats joining me. Always a great time. Appreciate you coming in, Tim.
Yeah, good to be here on a good snowy day, right?
Yeah, right. And finally got some winter. We got a little snap in the air. I'm okay with that. I you know, if I got to have a little winter, I'd like it to be all winter, not that sloppy, muddy junk that we were dealing with before. But if you've not been to Sobey Meats over on Remembrance Road, what's
3450.
Right, Remembrance Northwest. Just a little bit north of Leonard Street on Remembrance. But this is an incredible place. I remember when you started, it's evolved into it's a meat market with a lot of groceries.
Yep.
But the great thing about that is most of the stuff is homemade, right? I mean, you got to have, you know, wheat thins, right? But the dips and the sauces and, of course, all the meats and some, you know, you got crocky in there and yeah, things like that. That, and what is that anyway, for people that don't know? We're listening to a Polish audience. I mean, we got a lot of, with the Polka Pops on this, so sure, they all know. But
yeah, right. So krakuska, and that's a Polish lunch meat.
Right.
And if you look at it, at first you think, boy, those are big hunks of gristle in there. They're actually, there's a separate plate that we grind it in that's about the size of, you know, you play the little tabletop what's the
checkers?
No. We bounce the ball in the beer.
Oh, beer pong.
Beer pong. Thank you very much. Yeah. And so it's really, really coarse like that, where you could put those in that cup.
Okay.
And it's just pieces of solid, lean pork loin meat. So it's extremely good. A lot of garlic in it.
Right.
And it's probably about 98% lean. So it's very healthy for you. And it's a great thing all by itself. Or combine it with any other lunch meat. So if you want ham and crocky or roast beef, turkey breast, whatever that
right
is. And so
because it does have a pronounced garlic flavor, yes, to it, but that's what I want to talk about, is that's packed there, it's made there, and then you slice it, and that's why it looks like they're big hunks of solid pork muscle.
Yes.
Right?
Yep, the pork loin meat, yes.
Right, yep. Uh-huh. And that's smoked, right?
Yes.
So right there at the shop, very cool. So let's start at one end of the I'm going to save the best for last. I like all the smoked snack sticks and jerky. But let's start at the beef end. What's going on with beef prices right now? I mean, it's everything, right?
Yeah, and they're high. And I'll say the rumor on the street, it's going to stay high, unfortunately. So if there was something that was on sale, if you grab, you're going to have one for the weekend, throw another one in for the freezer. So
right,
you don't have to get a quarter or a side of beef at one time. You can get a little bit at a time. The last thing you want to do is throw it away. It's way too expensive to do that. But coming out of the holidays, we had a couple of short kill weeks. But there are basically five big producers that were trying to, and I'll say the word was getting out, whistleblowers. They were trying to get basically a monopoly on the beef market. They're still trying. And now they're buying up small farms. China's coming in. So remember that when you're supporting China, you might be shooting yourself in the foot, because
right. They're
buying up all these farms, and, you know, people don't know who it is that owns the farm. It's a conglomerate, basically.
Right.
And then they can control, they know how much feed to make to get X amount of beef per week all the way up through until it's slaughter time. So,
right.
Be very, very careful.
And they can control the market with the amount the input equals the output price.
Sure. And then that's it. The biggest thing is, we know it all gets down to money.
Yeah.
And then they got control over the pricing. So then we're all screwed.
Right. There are still local farmers that produce beef, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Support them.
Yeah. That's where I was going.
Yeah.
You know, it may cost a buck a pound more, but, you know, hey, this is America.
Yeah.
Let's support our own. I'm, you know. What I hear on the news this week, that the New York City kids had to stay home from school because the refugees were going to be housed in their school. So they kicked them out of school, sent them home to do homeschooling, because the refugees that are illegally coming to our country, and I won't get any more political than this, but I just scratched my head. It's like, what has America come to?
Yeah.
When we have to kick our own kids out of school to send the refugees, give them a place to stay. And I realize it's a crazy situation there, but, oh, man, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
That's just wrong in my world.
I'm thinking they wouldn't do that for American kids going to their country.
I'm thinking you're right. You know, but I don't want to get this political. I'm talking about meat, and that's a lot more fun. But so in the meat case, then, you know, we talked about that wonderful standing prime. That's a premier cut that you sell. What are some of the more affordable cuts? And I say that tongue in cheek because it is what it is, right? You're very fair with your pricing, and the quality is always spectacular. But what are some of the maybe the more budget friendly cuts that still have good flavor? And then maybe we can talk about if they're tender or not, and how to cook them. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, I'm going to touch bases real quick because we just talked about that prime rib. So where the break is in the cattle, that breaks off from the chuck. The chuck, think of that pot roast, right? But the first like 6-7 inches of that chuck roll is I call blue collar prime rib.
Okay.
So that's getting into, on the bone would be a bone-in chuck roast, or boneless, then that first few inches is that boneless chuck eye roast.
Okay.
And that's like eating prime rib. So it's a little bit chewier, there's more connective tissue, but the flavor of it is the same at a lot less money than what the prime rib is.
So there's the tip of the day right there, but it's a chuck eye roast, not a chuck roast. And that eye is the difference. You're closer to that prime rib.
It's a continuation of the prime rib into the chuck.
Right.
And then even now, as we got a good, cold, snowy, crappy weekend, you want to just hunker down and make that good pot roast. I'm telling you, get one of the bone-in pot roast off that local beef. That, I'm telling you, my friend, is the best.
And what would you? And how would you? Is that a crock pot item? Is that an oven item? Or what do you usually do with that?
Yep, either one. So a lot of times, for Teresa and I, you know, we'll do a smaller one that's crock pot item. Back in the day, then we get out the old Dutch oven and build it and then put that in the oven and then just let it go all afternoon. Yeah.
Bob's channeling right now that we recommended Dutch oven. I mean, it's like his favorite cooking appliance.
Yeah.
He loves his Dutch oven. But anyway, what the Dutch oven does is it keeps the moisture in and the cast heats evenly. So you get a nice uniform cook. You're not searing the bottom and burning the bottom while you're cooking. It just keeps that all that moisture in there, stays very, very tender and juicy.
Yeah. And back in the day, actually, we still have it. We don't use it as often because the family is smaller, but you got your electric frying pan.
Oh, yeah.
But they made one that was, you know, a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. So bigger than, you know, what a skillet would be, and deep. So then you can get all your vegetables in there, onions and mushroom. If you haven't put fresh onions and mushrooms in a pot roast, make sure you do that. It puts so much more juice and flavors into it. And then it can just sit and percolate on the countertop all afternoon.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, there you go. I mean, chuck is not bad. Chuck is very beefy flavor.
Very, very beefy flavor.
But a chuck eye, you're going to kind of get the best of both worlds because it's a little more tender.
Yep.
Right? And maybe not quite as much connective tissue in it.
Yep. And then take and turn that into, you know, get a piece of pork and you got a combination roast.
Yeah.
And other than a picnic ham gravy is the best gravy on planet Earth.
Right.
Then the second one would be pork and beef roast gravy.
Yeah.
That combination.
Yep. Ooh, very good. But anyway, so we didn't even touch on most of that beef counter. I'm disappointed. But coming up next, we're going to move down toward the middle of the counter. We might hit some poultry. So if you're looking for a yard bird, stick with us. We'll be back.